Greetings in Jesus' name on this 18th day of March, the year of our Lord 2024. It's currently in the 30s outside, and the sun is shining brightly. Praise God Almighty. What a joy it is to be able to come to the radio mic and to update you on how our Lord continues to move and bless, and not just here in our church, but literally all around the world. And certainly we have not anything special in the sense that God's only moving among us. We know that the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. And we rejoice in all the great victories that we've heard about around the world and how God is blessing and moving in churches and how wonderful this is. We were packed out yesterday in all the services. Sunday school was packed out. The Sunday morning, Sunday evening services, the choir sang great. The specials were great. I enjoyed preaching all of the services, and it was an exceedingly great day. And we thank you for praying for us. I'm headed out in just a few moments to take a few days away in the mountains to read and study and pray and ski a little bit with my children. And I'm looking forward to a few days away. I'm making the broadcast here early on this Monday morning, and I'll be making a few of them so that I don't miss anything. And I want you to be praying for me that God would help me and encourage me. My health seems to be coming back to more of a normal. My blood pressure is where it's supposed to be. And I'm just about off of the prednisone. And hopefully the attacker, my immune system, has went back and began to hibernate so that it doesn't attack my body again and I end up in a near-death situation. We're trusting the Lord for all of this, and thank you for your prayers and your love and compassion. In John chapter 20, at verse number 24, the Bible says, "But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came." And we learn from this passage of Scripture the importance of being where God would have you to be. Thomas wasn't with them. Thomas was gone. I don't know where Thomas was at. We know that he has a nickname or a surname called Doubting Thomas. For some reason, he was not with them. And we know that he was filled with unbelief because the next verse teaches us that. But I want us to study today in verse number 24 when it says, "But Thomas was not with them when Jesus came." Now, many of you that are listening to the broadcast are shut in and you're not able to get out of your home. And this has nothing to do with you. But this verse would teach us a great truth about those that have the opportunities but shun the opportunities to assemble with God's people. Many, again, are homebound, and they're not able to get out of their house. And thank God for the modern media that we have, that they're able to at least have a portion of the services by way of video streaming. But for you that are unhealthy, and you that are in a position where you can go to the house of God and hear the preaching, and hear the teaching, and hear the wonderful words of life, and to hear the singing, to you, that are a part of this, you must understand that when you miss God's presence and when you miss when Jesus comes, you're going to miss out on a blessing. And Thomas, the Bible says, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. And it could be that you've laid out of church for some reason, that really is no reason at all. And you hear sayings like this. Here's the saying, "Oh my goodness, I wish you would have been there yesterday. Woo! The power of God fell and the touch of God came on the services. The choir sang like they've never sang before. Now the special musicians belted it out. The man of God mounted the pulpit and preached with the touch of God. My goodness, I wish you would have been there." But Thomas was not there. And many of us sometimes are not there because of lame excuses. And I want to encourage you today to be faithful. To be faithful to God. Be faithful to His work. Be faithful to what He would have for you to do. And you that are homebound, I would encourage you to be faithful in praying for those that are at church and are preaching and teaching and singing, and become a great prayer warrior and hold up their arms. And you may not be able to get out, but you can pray for them. And to you that can, that continually are missing more and more and more services, but yet you're still listening to Christian radio, let's have a time of restoration, a time where we go back to the house of God and do all things fresh and anew, and just go to the front row. Get off the back row. Go to the front row. Open your Bible. Sit on the edge of your seat. Take your notebook. Take notes. Say amen. Praise the Lord. And be sure to warn your preacher. He might have to call 911 and have a heart attack. But it would be a blessing and it would be an encouragement. You've been listening to this Monday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.